There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 18th edition. Got a 15-gamer on tap for you tonight. Going to be a fun one. Some good pitching and a lot of places to attack the bats. So if you're curious on more written information, the tools like a lineup optimizer, injury tools, umpire tools, and line movement tools, and much, much more, go check out thequantedge.com. Great stuff going on over there at thequantedge.com. I'm one of the contributors over there and many, many others. And right now you can get $10 off the rest of the MLB season package. So the rest of the MLB package for $74.99 if you use promo code Bubba. If you just want to get your feet wet and try things out, they got a lot of NFL best ball products coming out. And they'll have the NFL continuing to ramp up. You can get a first month all sports package for $19.99 or a 5-day trial for $5. But go check it out. TheQuantEdge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you what you want. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. It would really help the podcast out. And it would mean a lot to me to take a couple minutes out of your day. All right, totals on this 15-game slate. Tigers, Pirates, 8.5. Phillies, Nats, screw you, Nationals, by the way. Total of 10. Rays, Yankees, 10. Angels, Blue Jays, 9.5. Astros, Reds, 8. Mets, Braves, 8.5. White Sox, Cubs, waiting on the weather. Wrigley Field. Indians, Rangers, 10.5. Red Sox, Twins, 9.5. Marlins, Cards, 8. Rockies, D-backs, 10. And that's not in Coors. Orioles, A's, 9. Royals, Mariners, 9. Brewers, Padres, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of your current 14 totals are 9 or above. More offense, folks. More offense. It's like more cowbell. More offense, everybody. So we got a good one tonight. Also, watch the weather. The Midwest, Northeast is getting wet again. Detroit, Pittsburgh, about 20% chances of rain. Tampa Bay, New York looks like it starts really, really wet, and then it dries out throughout the night. Philadelphia, Washington, really wet again, so that looks like another mess up there in Washington. Houston and the White Sox, 15 to 20% chances. Mets, Atlanta, 30% chances, gets better as the night goes on. So it depends on how these teams want to attack it, so beware of that. There's some weather concerns out there. Other than that, everything looks pretty good on the slate. Let's get to your pitching on this 15-game slate. You got four guys over 10K. You got seven guys over 9K. We're going to do the 9K and above range. Justin Verlander, 11-9, almost $12,000 at the Cincinnati Reds. Verlander is about as consistent as they come, averaging over to almost 28 points per game this season. Over his last 10, averaging almost 30. On the road, 26 points per game. He's just outstanding and really, really good. 37, 20, 32, 21, 43, so on and so forth. Just continually gets it done for the Houston Astros. And he faces the Reds team with a 24% strikeout rate for his right-handed pitching. You know, he's got a 33% K rate of his own because of a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. We say it all the time with Verlander. When you look at his recent game logs, he's good for some home runs. He gave up 3 solo shots his last. If they're solo shots, you can make it work because of all the strikeouts. But 3 solo shots, had none against Seattle within 1-1-1. He's basically, in 8 of his last 10 games, he's given up at least 1 home run. And in 2 of those 10 games, he's given up 3. So you know the long ball's coming, makes the Reds kind of some contrarian GPP action. And it's in Great American Small Park, which doesn't always bode well either. Reds team with a 3.5 team total, lefties 216, righties 310 off Verlander, which is very interesting. And the Reds are one of those teams, we've talked about a few others recently, like San Diego and whatnot. A 306 wOBA versus right-handed pitching is not good, but when they hit them well. A 195 ISO is upper echelon stuff versus right-handed pitching. So the Great American Small Park might factor into that, but hey, that's where they're playing tonight. So interesting play there with Verlander. Not a must play at all because of the price point and the risk, but you know how good he can be. I mean, he's a slate changer when it works out. You can go to $11,200 to get some Clayton Kershaw. He's faced the Giants once this year, 7 innings, 2 earned, only 4 Ks, though, for 16 DraftKings points. The thing with Kershaw, it's just tough, is he's not getting the big games. 22, 16, 24, 15, 26, 20, 13. He had that big game against Pittsburgh, where he got 31 points. But outside of that, you know, he's pretty much around a 20, 21-point guy outside of a 26-point performance. Really hasn't got it going completely. The Giants do strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's a minus 260 favorite. You know, he's got his strikeout rate. His 51% ground ball rate. That's all fine and dandy. And the Giants got a team total of 2.75. They're horrific versus left-handed pitching. We've mentioned it time and time again. It's a great spot for Kershaw. He could go off. He just hasn't yet. And at $11,200, you need him to go off. So it's a really tough spot. He's in play. It's a phenomenal matchup, but not quite going there just yet. A game I do like, Cole Hamels, 10-5 at home against the Chicago White Sox, a White Sox team that will lose the designated hitter. Eloy Jimenez is crushing it. So is Jose Abreu. But on the season, 2.58 ERA at home with a 22 points on average for Cole Hamels. And of late, it's been outstanding. 33 points at Coors Field. 39.6 at home against St. Louis. 21.4 at St. Louis. He hasn't given up an earned run in 3 straight starts, going at least 7 innings in all those starts and having 9 or more Ks in his last 2 starts. He had a couple rough ones at Houston against Philly, but then prior to that was pitching pretty well also. So, you know, it's Cole Hamels. It's risky, but the upside's there. It's the Chicago White Sox team, which strikes out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Cole Hamels, minus 225 home favorite. In that match, it brings a 24% K rate and a 53% ground ball rate into the action. So that is big boy stuff there for Cole Hamels. Still waiting on the total there, but lefty's 289, righty's only 308 for his Cole. And we look at the White Sox, they're kind of the reverse of what we were just talking about. They have a 324 wOBA, which is pretty good versus lefties, but only a .139 ISO, so they don't hit him with a lot of authority. So Cole Hamels at 10-5, very, very intriguing play on tonight's slate. And the last guy above 9K that I'll be targeting is Brandon Woodruff. At $9,300 at the San Diego Padres. Woodruff averaging almost 17 DraftKings points on the road compared to 15 at home. Coming off 17.6 at Houston, 28.5 against Pittsburgh. Got beat up at Pittsburgh and part of that almost 40 against Philly, 23 at Atlanta, 24, 31, 23. Outside of that Pittsburgh start, he's been outstanding this season. Going on into San Diego where Jalys Chacin made his return from the IL, pitched 4 2/3, he got 7 strikeouts. Woodruff's got some big boy strikeout stuff. Almost a 29% strikeout rate of his own. And he's facing the Padres that strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Woodruff's a minus 140 road favorite. That is pretty big boy stuff there to go with his 42% K rate. So Woodruff at 93 has my attention big time. San Diego at 3.95 team total. Lefties 312, righties 268. They have a 312 wOBA and a 189 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Woodruff at 93, I think, is a great spot to try to get some upper echelon talent, big time upside arm for a lot cheaper than some of these big boys. So 9K and above, I got Hamels 1, I got Woodruff 2, Kershaw 3, Verlander 4. So really liking saving some cash there, not going all the way to the top if that works for you tonight. All right, 7 and 8K range, Jack Flaherty. Been very, very tough to figure out this year. Much better at home than on the road, though. He's got a 2.25 home ERA compared to 6.68 on the road. 21.5 DraftKings points on average at home compared to 6.8. Last home start was against the Cubs, 20.9. Atlanta, 25.1. Struggled against Philly, which happens. But overall, pretty good stuff. Against the Miami Marlins team, you know you can take advantage of. Mikolas got us like over 21 DraftKings points yesterday. And he didn't even strike anybody out. That was the crazy part there. Flaherty, you know, he's got a 26% strikeout rate of his own, 12.5% swinging strike rate, 36% ground ball rate, and a Marlins team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Flaherty, a minus 200 home favorite, is very, very nice in that matchup. And the Marlins have the second lowest team total at 3.2. Lefties, 369, which is nice and all, but really what lefties do you worry about in that Marlins lineup? Not many. Curtis Granderson? And righties at 273. The Marlins as a team, a 288 wOBA and a 118 ISO versus right-handed pitching is really, really bad. So Jack Flaherty may be the top option price point wise on the slate at 8,700. He's been very tilting at times, very, very hittable, like strangely hittable at times. But the strikeout upside at 8,700 bucks is tremendous with Jack Flaherty tonight. Big fan of that one. When you go down a little farther, you got Merrill Kelly at $8,000 at home against the Colorado Rockies. High total in this game. Risky game, but Kelly's been really, really good at home this year. 2.35 home ERA, averaging almost 21 DraftKings points per start. He's been really good overall lately. His last two road starts, 29.5 at Philly, 20.8 at Toronto. But then he had a 35.7 at home against the Mets. Previous home starts, 20 against the Giants. And then he had a 14 spot and a 15 spot. So really good cash game floor. It is the Rockies, though, who had one of the biggest weekends you'll ever see against the Padres in Coors Field. Had the day off, traveled to Arizona. They strike out to over 22% of the time versus righties, minus 145. Favorite for Merrill Kelly. He's not a huge K guy, but does get the ground balls. At $8,000, does leave you a little bit of upside. The Rockies do have a 4.6 team total. Lefties 358, righties 348. So it's not like a lock and load play at all, but a very interesting play. Usually, I want to clarify, a pretty safe cash game floor with Merrill Kelly at $8,000 with some upside. The last guy I like here is Adrian Sampson, $7,800. He's been a topic of conversation on Bench with Bubba a few times over the last few weeks. He's been very, very good, but he's been better at home than on the road. 2.7 home ERA compared to almost 6.9 ERA which on the road, which is not nice. He's averaging over 17 DraftKings points per start at home. Recent home starts against Oakland, 9 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 35.8. Kansas City, 7 innings, 1 earned, 11 Ks for 35. He had 21.6 against Seattle, an 11 spot against St. Louis, and a 19 spot against Pittsburgh. He's been very, very, very productive at home. Lance Lynn dominated Cleveland last night. More strikeouts for Lynn. Just keep racking them up. And hopefully Sampson can continue to do the same. Cleveland strikes out 21.5% of the time. First right-handed pitching, Sampson a 19% K rate. Doesn't walk anybody, but does give up a lot of fly balls. So there is some risk there. Cleveland has a 5.4 team total, second highest on the slate, which is quite surprising. Lefties 315, righties 393 for Sampson, so reverse splits in that matchup. And Cleveland's good, but not great. 316 wOBA, 173 ISO. So if you want to take the risk and you want some value, Adrian Sampson at 78 is that guy for you tonight. So in this 7 and 8K range, you got Flaherty 1, Sampson 2, Merrill Kelly 3. Now let's drop down below 7K and let's have some fun here. Mitch Keller, $6,900. Prospect pedigree is what you're going to hear over and over. He's been disastrous in his first two starts this year. 3 innings, 10 hits, 6 earned at Atlanta. 4 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned at Cincinnati. This will be his first home start of the season and maybe his career, actually. Really, really good prospect. Lots of love for this kid. He just hasn't figured it out yet. But pitching at home in front of the home crowd against the Tigers could help. The Tigers lose the DH in this one. They strike out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Even with all his struggles, he always got a 15.5, basically, ERA. He's got a 4.9 Sierra. Still not great, but that is a lot of positive regression coming his way. He strikes out 22.5% of the batters he faces. He's given up a boatload of fly balls right now, only a 22% ground ball rate. He's given up over 50% fly balls, and that's been his problem. And that's not a thing he's used to doing in the minors. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Hopefully that comes down. But, you know, with all that said and done, Detroit's got the fifth lowest total on the slate at 3.9. They have a 292 wOBA and a 159 ISO versus right-handed pitching. This could blow up horribly in our face, but at the same time, this guy is really, really good. Like, there's a lot of comparisons to Jameson Taillon when it comes to Mitch Keller, and it took Taillon a while to figure it out. So keep that in mind. This might not be an overnight thing, but it's one of those GPP-type punts at $6,900 that has 20-plus point upside that can really help you out a lot in the slate. He could also be knocked out in the first inning. So just keep that in mind. But Mitch Keller at 69, very intriguing play on this slate. Homer Bailey, 6,700 at Seattle. It's every time he's on the mound, we got to discuss him. Much better at home than on the road. He's faced Seattle once, 5 innings, 7 earned, 7 Ks for 5.3. That one blew up late. He was actually pitching really well in that game. He was super cheap. Like his recent starts, 25-9, 8-7, 1-5, 15-4, minus 6, 0.6, 17-16. You're rolling the dice there with Homer Bailey. Seattle's a pretty good offense. You know, they lost E5, but still some good stuff there. Not world beaters like they were earlier. And they strike out 25% of the time versus righties. So the strikeout upside is there for Bailey. He strikes out about 21% that he faces and gets a 45% ground ball rate. So I don't hate him as a punt at $6,700. Seattle's got a They have a 4.75 team total, kind of middle of the pack tonight when you break that one all down. So yeah, Bailey's risky. He's a punt, but he's in play tonight if you so choose. A couple other ones down here, and this one's going to be a fun one. Brett Anderson of the Oakland A's, $6,200. He's actually been kind of good this year, which is really scary. He's faced Baltimore once already, 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earned 4 Ks for 18.2 points. And as of late, not a world beater because he doesn't have a lot of strikeout upside, but 13-13-5, 18-13-12, minus 520. He's got a big-time upside, 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks, 6 1/3, 3 earned, 5 Ks, 5 1/3, 6 1/3, 5. He's going 5 or more and start after start after start, not getting completely destroyed. It's just the strikeout upside isn't tremendous, but that's where Baltimore comes into play. Baltimore does love them some strikeouts of their own. They strike out a whopping 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And let's remember, Brett Anderson's $6,200. He's a minus 215 home favorite. That is insane for a guy at that price point. Again, not a big strikeout guy, but does get a 53% ground ball rate. It's $6,200. The Baltimore Orioles can do anything at any time, but at the same time, they have a 3.6 team total, fourth lowest on the slate. So two of the five lowest team totals have pitchers pitching that are less than 7K. But the fourth lowest, the Baltimore Orioles, 3.6 team total. Lefties 330, righties 355. You look at the Orioles, only a 310 WOBA and a 158 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Brett Anderson at $6,200, very much in play when it comes to punting. With punts, things can go wrong, but definitely worth a look. And then Yusei Kikuchi is a disaster, but he's $5,300. Make sure he's actually pitching the whole game, not just doing the opener thing. But, he's got a 4.77 home ERA, 10.1 points on average. He's faced Kansas City this year, 6 innings, 3 earned, 3 Ks for 9.9. He had 12.5 his last time out. He had minus 10, minus 12, minus 6 his previous 3. But then prior to that, 22.7, 13.3, 22.9, 31.4. The pedigree is there with Kikuchi. The consistency is not, and that's what makes it risky. But the upside at $5,300, if you're willing to take it, is pretty big. Kansas City strikes out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Kikuchi, 17% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. And when you look at Kansas City, team total of 4.25, lefties 303, righties 345. But they only have a 293 WOBA and a 143 ISO versus lefties. They're really, really bad. Tommy Malone was outstanding last night. But Tommy Malone's been pretty good this year overall. Much better than Kikuchi's been. But $5,300 for Kikuchi, it's worth a shot if you want to get the bats. He's worth a punt on this slate. He's basically Mike Trout, price tag wise. And Trout caught 31 last night, so take that as you wish. But down below, I got Brett Anderson 1, Bailey 2, Kikuchi 3, Keller 4. But it's pretty much, I like them all in their own respect. I think Keller's got maybe the most upside, and then Kikuchi the most upside behind him. But Anderson might be the best play overall. All right, recapping your pitching on this 15-gamer up top for you tonight. I got Cole Hamels 1. I got Brandon Woodruff 2, Kershaw 3, Verlander 4. In the middle, Flaherty, Sampson, Kelly. Down below, Anderson, Bailey, Kikuchi, Keller. Lots of options on a 15-gamer. Make sure you join us in the member Discord for DeQuant Edge or join us over at FantasySportsDegens.com at the FantasySportsDegens Slack chat. Talking all sports, we got the golf cranking up again this week for the Travelers. Big win for Mitch last week, and we got more talk already in there. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped last night with myself and Jesse, previewing all the DraftKings plays for you for your PGA DFS action. Also, you got baseball, you got some football chatter already for some best ball. A lot of stuff going on over there for all sports. I'm not even joking. All sports get discussed over there, even some gaming once in a while. All right, let's go to the bats on this slate. Catcher's position. You know, Mitch Garver versus David Price has some GPP appeal to it at 5,100. But you can probably save a little bit of cash. Carson Kelly of the D-backs at 45's actually been sneaky good of late, averaging 8.1 over his last 10. Just not sure I can bring myself to pay 4,500. But, and Sensatella is very, very bad. Arizona's got a 5.4 team total. Lefties 420, righties 328 for Sensatella. So the upside's there with Kelly. Just not sure that's where I want to go. I'm spending up for bats on the slate. Omar Narvaez at 43 versus Homer Bailey does have some appeal to it for sure in that matchup. If you want to fade Cole Hamels, James McCann at 39 is definitely there. We know McCann loves matching his lefties. We mentioned with Hamels, lefties 289, righties 308. So if you're going to try to get to him this year, It's with the right-handed bats, and McCann's usually hitting in the middle of that White Sox order, so keep that in mind. Dropping down farther, like a Josh Fegley at 38's got some upside to it. Pedro Severino from the right side versus Anderson. When Anderson does get in trouble, he gives up the long ball. We mentioned that. He does have a big ground ball rate, but he gives up usually one-plus homer a game outside of his last few starts, so keep that in mind with Severino at 3,700. Few other ones for you. Chance Sisko probably won't play because Severino will, but like a Kevin Smith or a Jonathan Lucroy versus Marcus Stroman, Smith is 3,400. That's a nice cheapie. Elias Diaz at 34 versus Daniel Norris, another guy you can take a stab at on this slate. But other than that, just kind of wait and see what comes out value-wise in the lineups, as it usually does. First base, locked and loaded. You got E5 in his matchup, but Freddie Freeman versus DeGrom in a GPP at 52 I like, but I really like some Anthony Rizzo versus Ivan Nova at 5,100. Back in Wrigley, lefty's hitting 348, righty's 367 off Nova. Really good spot there for A to the Rizzo at 5,100. Max Muncy went deep last night. He's in play again tonight against Sean Anderson at 51. Cody Bellinger is not first base eligible anymore, folks. He was yesterday. Keep that in mind. If you want to go with Cleveland versus Sampson, if you want to fade Sampson, that's totally your prerogative. They currently have the second highest team total. Again, lefty's 315, righty's 393. But a guy like Carlos Santana at 5K, who's been swinging it really, really well of late, averaging almost 11 over his last 10, 3-7 in his last two. But prior to that, 14, 12, 16, 18. So swinging a good stick there. He's 5K if you want to go that direction. Going below the 5K, though, you got a few options. Big Meat Pete, 4,900 versus Teheran is in play for you. You got the likes of Trey Mancini versus Anderson if you're fading. Like Dan Vogelbach versus Homer Bailey at 48. It's got some big-time GPP upside to it. Matt Olson versus Gabriel Ulloa at 4,600. Olson, 9 more points last night, averaging almost 10 over his last 10. He's got some appeal to him there. Oakland has the highest team total of 5.45 on the slate. Lefty's 300. Righty's 368 versus Ulloa. So some reverse splits early on with Gabriel Ulloa. I still like me some Matty Olson, a part of an Oakland stack in that one. Going on down farther in the 4K range, you got guys like CJ Cron versus David Price. If we're going to fade Price, if we're going to be contrarian, you do it with guys like CJ Cron, who mashes left-handed pitching. The Twins have a 4.7 team total. Lefties 223, but righties 296 off CJ or off of David Price. We know how CJ Cron loves him some lefties, so keep that in mind at 4,300. I don't mind in a GPP, if it depends if it's Christian Walker or Kevin Cron. Both very streaky. You're basically open for the home run. But against Sensatella at 43 in a GPP, they'll be super low-owned options. But I also do like Matt Adams at 4,200 versus Jake Arrieta. I think that's a lot. Matt Adams double-donged on Sunday. We obviously had the rain out yesterday. Washington is not... 5.15 team total. Lefties 420, righties 281 versus Arrieta this season. So Matt Adams at 42, very good value in that matchup. Going below 4K now, a few more options. You got like Yuli Gurriel and Great American Small Park versus Di Sclafani at 39. That's worth a look. Ryan McMahon, I love him in Colorado more than on the road, but $3,900 has a little bit of appeal to it. Not going to hide that. Renato Nunez loves hitting left-handed pitching. He's $3,700 for the Orioles. He's slumping again. It's happened a few times this year. Now he goes on hot streaks and slumping, so keep that in mind. But $3,700 has a little bit of value to it. Again, if you're fading Sampson, Jake Bowers is 37. A little bit of GPP upside for you there. And then, you know, Joey Votto at 34 as a punt. Not loving it, but he's there. Matt Beattie at 33 for the Dodgers. First base outfield eligible. Batting, I think, second or third last night. He's 3,300 if you so choose to go that way. Second base, Ketel Marte at 5,500 versus Cincinnati is great. Arizona is in a smash spot tonight. Really, really smash spot. Third highest total at 5.4. Again, lefties 420. Righties 328 off Cincinnati. Ketel Marte at 55 is a great play here. The Arizona team is a really, really good play on this slate. Can't say it enough. Mentioned Max Muncy already in that matchup. You can go down to the likes of, say, Whit Merrifield at 48 versus Kikuchi if you want to go that direction. DJ LeMahieu continues to rake. He's 4,600. Went deep last night. But Ozzy Albies, it's DeGrom, so I get it at 45, but he's on fire. Lourdes Gurriel against Skaggs at 44 is very intriguing. You got a Toronto team with a 4.7 team total. Lefties 321, righties 340 versus Tyler Skaggs. Gurriel's got that pop going at 44. Does have some upside for you. But then again, you just go Tommy La Stella at 42, hitting at the top of the Angels order versus Marcus Stroman. Not a bad look. Angels a 4.8 team total. Lefties 292, righties 287 off of Stroman. So there is some upside there with Tommy La Stella in that matchup. Getting to the 4Ks and below, you look at guys like maybe a Vargas for Arizona is only 4K versus Sensatella. He's got some upside. I mentioned McMahon already in his matchup there. Jerickson Profar, 39 if you want to stack Oakland. He's okay. I don't love Jerickson Profar, but he's in play. Loved having Biggio last night if he wasn't stacked up with the Nats. That would have been really nice. But like Colton Wong at 3,700 versus Yamamoto. You can get a little GPP appeal at a discount of 37 with Wong. And then other than that, just kind of check your lineups. You'll mix and match. You know, Brian Dozier's a punt. Chad Pender's a punt. You'll have a few other options down here based on lineups when they release. Third base, similar to Ketel Marte, Eduardo Escobar in a great spot at 5,400 versus Antonio Sensatella. You got Rendon, always worth a look, just as much as he's mashing the baseball. Like Chris Bryant at 51 versus Noah, that's a good-looking play for you there. You got Bregman in Great American Small Park. You could go Scott Kingery and fade Corbin. Corbin's been a disaster of late, so that is an option. Or go Yandy Diaz versus J.A. Happ, because Happ's been a disaster as well. Tampa Bay at 4.7 team total. Lefties 319, righties 326 versus J.A. Happ. So it's definitely on the table if you so choose. But a really good play. He's the 2, 4, 6, 8, ninth third baseman down the board, and I talk about him every single show. Rafael Devers coming off an 0 for last night. He's $4,800 prior to the 0 for last night. 19, 10, 11, 14, 10, 12. Pretty good. He's $4,800, and he gets Michael Pinata. We know what Pinata loves to do. He'll get you some strikeouts, but he'll give up the home runs, and he likes to give them up in bunches. The Boston Red Sox have a team total of 4.85. Lefties 294, righties 387 versus Pinata. Rafael Devers at 48 is a great play on tonight's slate. Really, really good play on this slate. Go on down farther, you get a discounted Arenado. You can take a peek at there. Tommy La Stella, once again, 4,200. Don't hate that. JD Davis heating up again at 42. I know I've mentioned it a few times with StatCast metrics. He's GPP relevant if you want to fade Teheran, but I don't think you need to on this 15-game slate. Like, I'd rather at the same price point have Tommy La Stella or Matt Chapman against Gabriel Yanoa. We mentioned Yanoa's reverse splits already, so Chapman can be a nice piece there at 4,200, especially part of a Oakland stack in that matchup. Manny Machado, if you're not using Brandon Woodruff, he's third base shortstop eligible, averaging almost 13 in his last 10, 19 yesterday, and Coors 11, 12, 33, 35. And he's $4,100. He's too damn cheap. I know it's a good matchup for Woodruff. He's a great pitcher. Machado's too cheap. He's third base shortstop eligible at $4,100. GPP-wise, the upside's tremendous. You have Vargas of Arizona at 4K. Gurriel at 39. Mentioned some of those. You could look at a Jose Ramirez if you want to go GPP at 39. Or Kyle Seager at 39. Or even Vlad Guerrero Jr. at 38. Or Matt Carpenter at 38. Carpenter went deep yesterday. So you got a realm of really good options below 4K right there between Seager, Guerrero, Carpenter, and even some Joe Ramirez if you so choose. But some decent below 4K options if you want to save some cash at third base, even though there's some really good options up top. It's good cash savings right there and those matchups. Chester Cuthbert, if you're fading Kikuchi, Cuthbert at 36 does hit lefties pretty well. First base, third base, 8 points last night, 8 and 7 in his last two. Couple zeros and a 10 and a 14. He's not a world beater by any means, but okay bat. Hits in the middle of the world's lineup. He's 3,600 against Kikuchi, who's been getting destroyed a lot of late. So keep him in mind if you're looking for value and you want to pay up for some pitching. Chester Cuthbert is there for you at 3,600. And other than that, we'll have to wait and see. Shortstop position, Trey Turner at 54 is great because the Phillies, especially Arrieta, just doesn't hold runners on. But Lindor, love him night in and night out. He went deep again yesterday, 17 more DraftKings points, 17, 9, 13, 10, 3, 12, 0, 10, 10. He's very good. $5,300 versus Sampson in that great ballpark is on the table. Going on down, though, like a Bregman is in play, Bogarts against Pinata, like both of those. You can go down even farther to like a Jorge Polanco versus Price in a GPP, but Marcus Semien at 45, he extended his hit streak to 14 games last night, 13 more points. 13, 3, 28, 3, 5, 6, 15. Just continually cash game relevant GPP stacks with guys like Marcus Semien. You got Paul DeJong against Yamamoto at 44. He's definitely GPP viable. and his matchup. You're going on down. You could roll Gene Segura at 41, but again, Manny Machado is $4,100. If you want to get really weird, go Tim Anderson against Cole Hamels at 4K, you can. But Machado at 41, it's just too good. If you want to get different, though, Nico Goodrum, outfield shortstop eligible at 3,900. Does have some upside there against Mitch Keller. Really, really cheap. The fact he's shortstop eligible now makes me laugh. He has plays all over the place. But $3,900 is an option for you there. A few more, like a J.P. Crawford at 35 versus Homer Bailey is a punt option. There's got to be some more down here, but maybe let's wait and see when lineups come out, because there always will be a few more that pop up down below. Let's get to the outfield where you're loaded. You got Christian Yelich. Charlie Blackmon is on straight fire. He's got Merrill Kelly at 5,800. Really good looking play there. Cody Bellinger at 57 is in play. So is Mike Trout at 56. I like Blackmon out of those four guys up top the most. And then he dropped down to Ketel Marte at 55 in a great spot. And don't sleep on Starling Marte. Everyone's been sleeping on Starling Marte because he's always low-owned. But he's 5,400 versus Daniel Norris, averaging almost 10 points in his last 10. Really good spot there for Starling Marte. Chris Bryant mentioned him already in a good spot. But then J.D. Martinez at only 5,100 versus Pinata. I like that quite a bit. Ronald Acuna Jr. It's DeGrom, but still GPP viable just because he's so freaking in fuego right now at 5K. And no one will own him versus Jacob DeGrom, who's given up a lot more hard contact this year. So keep that in mind. If you want to fade David Price, Woe Nelly, facing a lefty at 4,900. You got to give it a look, averaging him over 14 points in his last 10. Nelson Cruz is back, and he's feeling it, and he gets David Price tonight at 4,900. You got David Dahl in Arizona at 49. Very good play for you there. Shin-Soo Choo at 49. Got you 15 points last night, averaging 9 a game over his last 10. 16, 19, 7, 9, 19 over his last 5. He's $4,900 for his Plesac. Plesac's been a good young arm, but pitching in Arlington can be a bit of a rude awakening for the kid. Yordan Alvarez in Great American Small Park versus Dee Sclafani at 48. Don't hate that at all. Houston's team total is 4.5. Lefties 370. Righties 285. So Yordan at 48. Very, very good spot for you there. Mookie Betts at only 48 versus Pinata is definitely in play. Oscar Mercado, talked about how much I liked him yesterday. He's 4,800. He went deep, got you 14 more points. Averaging at least 12 over his last 10, 14, 28, 13, 10 over his last 4. $4,800. Adrian Sampson, reverse splits. Good spot here from Mercado at 4,800. Mentioned Whit Merrifield already, but a guy like Tommy Pham versus J.A. Happ is in play at 4,700. The Tampa Bay Rays. When you take a look at them, a 4.17 total, lefties 319, righties 326. So Tommy Pham is worth a look for you tonight. A little farther, I can show you. Tani went deep yesterday. He's 47. Really good spot versus Stroman. But David Peralta versus Sensatella at only 47. That is a great play. The Arizona team, it's one of those that might not happen, just like the Dodgers didn't happen last night. I go back to the Dodgers well in a heartbeat. I will love to go to the Arizona well tonight. Very good spot there. Willie Calhoun was activated, batting fifth last night. He's 47 versus Plesac. He went 1-for-3 with a walk, got you 4 points. But Willie Calhoun, he rakes. Good matchup there versus Plesac at 47. Michael Conforto, great matchup versus Tehran at 46. 15-game slate. Stacking is great. There's a lot of home run derby possibilities as well. A lot of ways to go. You got Benintendi at 46 versus Pineda. Really, really good look for you there. Michael Brantley in Great American Small Park at 45 versus Dee Sclafani. Adelisio Garcia at 45 versus J.A. Happ. So again, if you don't have the money to pay up top, good looks there. Malik Smith swinging it really well, averaged almost 10 points over his last 10. Got you 7, 19, 0, 16, 5, 20, 17 over his last 6 or 7. 4,500 leading off versus Homer Bailey does have some serious appeal for you there. But then you get down to a guy like Kyle Schwarber, probably leading off for the Cubs, only $4,400 versus Ivan Nola. Great spot. Great, great spot. Lourdes Gurriel, mentioned him already at 44. He's in play for you. Lots and lots of options, honestly. I guess crazy amount of options. I don't want to read them all off to you, but they're there. Jordan Luplow. Prefer Luplow versus lefties, but with the reverse splits of Samson. If for some reason you're stacking Cleveland, he's worth a look, but I'd rather go to Jorge Soler at 44 versus Kikuchi. That's got some upside. Soler went deep yesterday, mashing lefties this season. Derek Fisher, Josh Reddick, $4,200 each against Dee Sclafani. Really nice price tags in that matchup. Really, really nice value in that matchup. Dom Smith for the Mets, $4,100 versus Tehran. Gives you a little bit of savings there in a good spot. Juan Soto is only $4,100 versus Jake Arrieta. Give me all of the Juan Soto at $4,100. That is bad pricing by DraftKings. I don't care if he, what he, I don't care. If he zeros, he zeros. The upside's tremendous. He's only averaging 6 points over his last 10, but 13 and 17 in his last two. You know, a couple 5-0-8s and a 10. The dude is starting to do it. He's having a great year all around. 4,100 in a matchup like that versus Arrieta, where we already mentioned lefties are hitting 420. That's nice. That's really, really nice. That is a misprice by DraftKings. Ryan Braun versus the lefty Allen at 41 is intriguing. I'd rather have Juan Soto at $4,100. Sliding on down, Chris Davis at 4K versus Ynoa. Eventually, Davis is going to go on one of those tears. I'm going to keep playing him at those price points. It's too good. Cole Calhoun, Justin Upton, both 3,900 versus Stroman. Welcome back, Justin Upton. Big home run last night. I love that play. Those two plays as well. Nico Goodrum, 39, got some upside for you. You can look at a low K who's struggling. Eloy Jimenez in a GPP at 38. He's worth the play as well. So a couple options for you there. Nick Castellanos at 38 is a value. Jackie Bradley Jr. is only 3,800. There's an upside play for you. Alex Verdugo hit second yesterday. He's 38 if he cracks the lineup again and has a good spot in the order. So you're going to have a lot of spots down here. Marvin Gonzalez switch hitting at 37. Roman Quinn against the lefty Corbin at 37 in a GPP. Jake Bowers at 37. Lots of ways to go down here. Anthony Santander, so on and so forth. So check lineups. You'll get some value when you come on down there. Let's recap the pitching real quick. Up top, you got Cole Hamels. You got Woodruff, Kershaw, Verlander. In the middle, you got Flaherty, Sampson, Kelly. Down below, Anderson, Bailey, Kikuchi, Mitch, Keller. When you're stacking it up on this 15-game slate, lots of ways to go. We know we love Arizona versus Sensatella. That's a smash spot there. But Cleveland's interesting. I like Sampson as a GPP pitching option, but it's interesting. Oakland versus Ynoa is very solid as well. But the Cubs versus Nova, I like that quite a bit. I probably go Cubs, D-backs, two of my favorite plays. The Nats, I like a lot. I stacked them last night. That didn't work, of course. The Dodgers are interesting versus Anderson. I don't see him going quiet 2 days in a row. Anderson pitches to contact quite a bit. So the Dodgers should like that at 5.3. Maybe they piss some people off. You'll get them lower owned. Boston versus Pinata is great. The Angels have some upside versus Stroman. There's a ton. Colorado is in play. Pittsburgh's in play. Tampa's in play. Houston, lots of ways to go. But my top plays would probably be Cubs, D-backs, Washington, and Dodgers would be like my top four. But lots of other ways to go. You can get really weird on the slate if you so choose. And that's what the chats are for. So hit us up over there. Lastly, your BVP on this slate. That's for the doubleheader game one. We move on from that. Avisel Garcia, 3-for-9, 2 homers off J.A. Happ. We know he loves hitting lefties. He's pretty cheap tonight. Mike Trout, 8-for-16, 3 doubles against Stroman. Surprise, surprise. He hits someone well. Yoan Camargo, 6-for-19 with a double and a homer off DeGrom. Donaldson's taking him deep. Flowers is taking him deep. Freddie's got 2 homers. Markakis, 2 homers. They hit 255 as a team. It's really not that bad when you look at it versus DeGrom. Now the Mets, J.D. Davis, Wilson Ramos, Carlos Gomez, Michael Conforto, Todd Frazier, all thinking Teheran deep, but they're only hitting 208 versus Teheran. The Cubs like some Nova. Carlos Gonzalez will be a really cheap outfielder. He's 6-for-12 with a double. Rizzo 7-for-15 with a double. Contreras 5-for-11 with a double. Jason Hayward 8-for-22, double and a homer. Schwarber's got a homer. Baez 2 homers. Addison Russell's got a homer as a team hitting 308 versus Nova. Jose Abreu 4-for-9 with a triple and a homer versus Cole Hamels. Eddie Rosario, 5-for-9 with a double off David Price. CJ Cron, 8-for-24, 3 doubles and a homer. Nelson Cruz, 9-for-31, 2 home runs. Mookie Betts, 7-for-23, 2 doubles, 2 homers, a 304 average versus Pineda. Jackie Bradley, 4-for-14, 3 doubles. Xander Bogaerts, 8-for-27, double and a homer. So good stuff there as expected. A few more for you. Nick Ahmed, 6-for-13 against Sensatella. Wow, he's only hitting 231, but Posey's got 108 at bats, 25-for-108, 3 doubles, 3 homers. The Giants has a team here at $199 off Kershaw. There's a lot of big samples there, a lot of big samples. And that'll do it, folks. Again, fantasysportsdegens.com in the Slack chat. Hit us up there. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast is out for the Travelers Championship. Also wrapped up a Bench to Bubba episode 180 last night with Mick Chalela of Fantrax HQ. Really good stuff there, talking fab, recent news, and a lot of bullpen reports for you season-long, guys. Check that out. Also go to thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba, to get you all your stuff there. Rest of the MLB season for $74.99. Rating and review on iTunes will be much appreciated. I am on Twitter at BDIntric. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday of baseball, fun 15-game slate. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.